Merry Christmas, everyone! It has been so much fun. Santa! It has been so much fun having you talk to the children of Atlanta, but could you please read us a story?
Oh, one of my favorite Christmas stories, Buzzy, if you don't mind.
Thank you, sir.
The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, I love this story.
It's by Clement Moore. And was the night before Christmas went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas, that's me, would soon be there. The children all nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced through their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and me in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, went out on the lawn. There arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the ice of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and nine tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick's. More rapid than eagles, the coursers they came. He whistled and shouted. He called the reindeer by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, Cupid, Donner, Rudolph and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricanes fly. When they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the rooftop, the coursers, they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too. And then a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks like roses and a nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but he went straight to work, and he filled up all the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose, sprang to his sled, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as they drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Merry Christmas, Buzzy. Merry Christmas. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. Merry
Christmas. Thank you, Santa.
I can't wait, Santa.
I'll be ready when you get here.
We'll be there soon to Georgia, Buzzy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Santa Claus loves you and Mrs. Buzzy, too.
Bye.